Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
Hey guys, this is Cashwain Campbell. Welcome to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. Another episode, right? So it's amazing because most podcasts don't make it past their fifth episode. Or is it the fourth episode? Whatever it is. But we're way past that right now. And I'm so excited about this episode. And I appreciate each and every one of you around the world, because I was checking the statistics, the stats, the analytics, right? I was checking the analytics the other day, and I'm seeing that we have listeners right now in Germany, France, Jamaica, England, pretty much all over the world. This podcast is being heard right now, and I'm definitely grateful for each and every one of you who are who's supporting the podcast. Also, make sure you share this podcast to all of your social media platforms, okay? So share it to your Facebook, share it to your Instagram, your LinkedIn. Just share the episodes so that way more people can actually tune into the Real Estate Coaching Podcast, all right? And also, make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel. Okay, make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel. All you have to do is go to YouTube and type Cashwain Campbell. Then you can subscribe to me there. All right. And also make sure you check out my Instagram at I am Cashwain. Okay, at I am Cashwain. All right. So guys, today what the episode is going to be about is really living a good life while doing real estate, okay? We never usually hear about living a good life. We hear about making a lot of money, but we never get to the point where we're living a good life most of the time. Because pretty much we leave a job to do real estate, okay? We leave a job to jump into real estate because we're trying to get away from that job. Then we jump into real estate, then real estate even becomes more of a job. We're working harder on our real estate job than we've ever worked before. And that's what real estate is. You're going to have to work as hard as possible to get yourself to the next level. So how do we have a real balance with money and time? Because that's the real true thing there. It's money and time. Once money and time is out of the way as an issue, then you can truly start to live life. So think of it from this perspective. As you are working a 9-to-5, you are working a 9-to-5 to take care of your children, take care of your bills, take care of everything you need to do, right? So then what happens now when you say, all right, now I have a million, three, four, five, six, whatever amount of money it is for you to stay home or, you know, have more time at home. So let's say you have 10, 20 million in the bank. Now you don't necessarily have to work as hard. You can spend more time at home and do the things that you love to do. That's what I'm talking about. Once time and money as an issue is out of the way, you can do the things that you truly want to do. We all know, you know, if you have money, most of the time you have no time. If you have time, most of the time you don't have a lot of money, okay? But what if we can bring both of those two together and really live a fulfilling life? You have money and time as an issue out of the way, okay? So that's the thing that started to happen for me. I wanted to try to get myself out of the rat race. How could I become, you know, a better real estate agent, better broker, family person, you know, father, family person, well, you know, that all mixed into the same thing, just become a better person to my family. And I struggled with this for a while, with having time for my business, also having time for my family. So I've come up with about 7 tips that I feel will really help you guys out. Okay, about 7 tips that I feel today will really help you guys out and get you to the next level, but get you to the next level with a peace of mind, okay? Number one is creating a schedule. You always need a schedule. No matter what you are doing, you need to know when you're doing it and for how long you're doing it. And you need to know, you know, what's actually happening throughout the day. If you don't know what's actually happening throughout the day, you are all over the place, all right? So have a schedule where you schedule certain things. Then I also use a to-do list now. So I have a to-do list. It's on my iPhone. I can also speak to Siri, because sometimes as a real estate agent, we are, you know, usually running around and doing different things. So we don't have time to really pencil in certain things so we could have a to-do list, okay? So number one is creating a schedule. Number two is having a to-do list, so you know exactly what you're getting done on a daily basis, okay? So you could use the one that's simply in your iPhone, where you just put things in that to-do list and get things done. Number three is, when you create your schedule, you want to add in money-making tasks. What are the things that's going to make me money? Because a lot of times, yes, we want to get organized, we create a schedule, but the bottom line is creating things that actually make you money. And the things that actually make you money will make you uncomfortable, okay? So a lot of people have a fear of hitting the phones. Fear, false evidence appearing real. So something like hitting the phones need to be in your schedule, but a lot of people are scared about hitting the phone. But you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable, okay? So these money-making tasks will be the tasks that you don't necessarily want to do. Door knocking, going and knocking on doors, okay? I always do that. I go knock on doors, speak to individuals. You know, I print my list of expireds. After I print my list of expireds, I'm going door knocking and I'm speaking to people as often as possible. You're in a relationship-based business. You need people to talk to, all right? So we have creating a schedule. Number two is having a to-do list. Number three is money-making tasks, putting money-making tasks into your schedule. All right, the next thing is number four. It's very simple. Show up for work, okay? A lot of people make schedules, but they don't show up for work. You know, when you're working a 9-to-5, you know, let's just say you're working at ABC Merchandising, you have to show up for work unless they'll write you up or they'll fire you. So don't call out on yourself. Make sure you show up for work, all right? Make sure you schedule in days off, okay? If you want a peace of mind, this is what we're talking about, having a peace of mind. So number five is really scheduling days off. You ever notice you may have a rough day at work, then it's your day off the next day, and then you come back to work, then it's like nothing never happened. You're recharged. So you always have to schedule a day off. All right, number six, spend time with family. And the reason why I decided to do this episode tonight, today is my daughter's 6th birthday. June 7th is my daughter's 6th birthday. And, you know, now I like to spend time with my family. You know, before I was just hustling, trying to make money. But I had to also schedule in time with my family, because these are the things that make me happy. So you also have to do that scheduling time where you're spending with your family, because we avoid some of these little things like spending time with family and things like that. But these little things are what charges you up. It takes your mind off of the business. Then when you go back to work the next day, you are charged up and ready to go. The next thing is, do things you love to do. All right. Number seven. Do things you love to do, okay? People tend to get back into better moods when they are doing things they love to do. Okay, if you're doing things you don't love to do, then what starts to happen is you're in a grumpy mood, you're upset, you're not in the right space of mind. So you need to do things you love to do. I can't stress that anymore. All right, guys. So I appreciate, this is the end of the podcast, this episode. This is the end of this particular episode. I would like to thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you. Remember to follow me on Instagram at I am Cash Wayne. The next thing is my YouTube. Type in Cash Wayne Campbell on YouTube. You can find me there. I have a lot of videos where I go into more details with real estate. Also, if you need real estate coaching, like, you know, you want to take your real estate business to the next level, I also provide real estate coaching as well, where I can help you to take your business to the next level. So it's up to you right now, guys. Up to you. You know, you can always reach out to me and I'm here. I'm happy to help you guys to push yourself and take your business to the next level. So guys, I'll definitely see you guys on the beaches of the world and definitely at the bank. Have a billion-dollar day.
To find out more on how you can get started in real estate, call 516-998-3099. And email all your questions and ideas for future podcasts to email cash with a K at cashwaynecampbell.com. Check out the links in the description to connect with Cash Wayne on social media. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast.